Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we're moving closer
to Veterans Day, I have on the line with me Lindsey Streeter. He's Senior Vice President of Global Military Affairs at Bank of America and retired Command Sergeant Major after 31 years in the Army. We're going to talk about how to help those who are transitioning as service members and overcoming traditional barriers to civilian employment and integration into the workforce. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lindsey Streeter.
Well, Mark, thanks for having me, man. Really excited to join your cast to entertain your audience on today to talk all things veterans. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. 31 years in the Army. Was that the plan when you first signed on the dotted line?
It absolutely was not. 17 years old, I just needed a little direction in my life. Was a football player, just that as you are. I played a little quarterback, but I knew I wasn't going to be an NFL guy. So off to the Army I went, and lo and behold, 31 years later, I left there, I believe, a better person. So thank you.
Wow. I almost signed with the Air Force, but then made the decision to go to Tuscaloosa and walk on as a kicker. So that was my choice, was to go ahead and try to play for the Crimson Tide back then.
Well, that was a great choice. I did get a chance to throw a football around overseas a bit, playing with the Germans over in Germany. So that was a great experience afforded to me by the Army. But here I am at Bank of America now, helping veterans and military families with transitioning and into the civilian workforce or into the area of entrepreneurship. So it's just exciting work that continues and these good partners such as yourself to help get the word out.
Absolutely. How did you find yourself in this role as Senior Vice President of Global Military Affairs at Bank of America?
Yeah, Mark. Great question. I joined the bank in a rotational program that helped me to develop and really assimilate into the culture here at the bank. Bounced around for about 2.5 years before the role of Deputy Director of Military Affairs came available. Was able to get into that job utilizing some of my networking and the skills that I brought to the table. And then a few years later, my manager resigned, and I was kind of next man up. The leadership here felt as though I had put in the work and needed I was the right person for the job, and they promoted me and moved me into the role as executive of military affairs here at the company. So really fortunate to be here.
Lindsey, you alluded to it earlier in the conversation about the sense of direction that the military gave you, and I believe that leads into the value that veterans bring to the workplace, because many of them have that structure. They have that discipline, and I wanted to talk to you about that. What do they bring to the table when it comes to the workforce?
You know, Mark, the thing about a veteran, if you want to say that anything is cut, that's cookie cutter, yeah, there are some inherent skills that come along with being a veteran. So no matter what that veteran's background is or what branch of service they come from, there are going to be a certain number of skills that you're going to get. You're going to get leadership. You're going to get a person that knows how to lead. More importantly, you're going to get a person that understands the value of followership, so they're able to fall in and to be a great team player there at your company. You're going to get a communicator that understands how to communicate effectively and timely. You're going to get a person that understands problem solving, has great work ethic, that comes to the table with integrity, adaptability, and managerial skills, to say for a few. But aside from that, you're going to get the hard skills that accompany whatever MOS or military occupational specialty that they did or held while in the service. They're bringing that hard skill to the table as well.
You had to do it yourself to transition from service life as a military member to entering civilian life. What are the challenges that these military members face as they transition into civilian life?
Yeah, Mark, the biggest hurdle for a transitioning service member is translating their skills over into the requirement of the would-be employer. That's the biggest hurdle. Their MOSs or military occupational specialties are written in military-specific jargon, and now those skills need to be translated and then properly applied towards openings and opportunities within that company. For me personally, you know, joined the Army at 17, was scared, left the Army 31 years later, absolutely horrified. I was leaving an area of work that I had mastered and fully understood, and I was going into something that I didn't understand at all. And so what I did was I interviewed Bank of America before they had an opportunity to interview me. I was able to research and figure out what the company's mission statement and vision was. I looked at the company's values. I knew that I brought the Army's values with me. Those seven values were part of my very core and fabric and fiber. I couldn't shake them. And so I overlaid the bank's values with those values that I already had. And you know, Mark, I found that they were a perfect match. And so I felt confident in knowing that no matter where I landed or what the company was going to ask me to do, that I could trust my leaders, that everything was going to be okay because we shared values and we shared culture. That's what that I believe has contributed to my success so far.
Absolutely. And as we think about potential employers, many of them are civilian life 100%. They haven't experienced the military life. So how can those who are employers make the transition easier for those who are transitioning out into civilian life from the military world?
Yeah, you know, it's two part. You know, I tell veterans they're part of 1% that have served. And so they got to do their part in getting along with it, playing well with the 99% that may or may not understand them. But from the employer standpoint, you know, you want to not only be veteran friendly by opening the doors and hiring veterans, but you want to make sure that you're veteran ready. And veteran ready has everything to do with the culture within the company. You know, I think what Bank of America has done a great job of, Mark, is that we put in a veteran onboarding initiative that we pair up a tenured veteran with a newly hired veteran and kind of help them with the first 60 to 90 days, you know, just navigating the fits and jerks that are associated with, you know, with making that transition. And then we did something a step further with our veteran development program that once a veteran's on board and they feel like they want to know more about the company or they want to seek additional opportunity, maybe go into leadership, we have the veteran development program where we bring them in for 5 months and they learn more. They get exposed to more. They get to network more and they seek other opportunities within the company. That tends to work for us. We also have a robust ERG. You know, about 44 chapters, over 20,000 members that help out veterans with volunteer opportunities. And it's a safe place to talk and network amongst people that have the military at the top of their interest. So just a few things that a company can do just to demonstrate that that they understand the veterans, that they're heard and that they can find some empathy and understanding there. So that's kind of how we do it.
Lindsay, specifically for Bank of America, do you know when they decided as a company that they wanted to help those who were transitioning from military life to civilian life and be such a big supporter of providing jobs to those individuals?
Yeah, you know, about a decade or so ago, our CEO made a pledge to hire 10,000 veterans. He did this in light of staggering unemployment numbers in the veteran workspace. And so we've since exceeded that number, hit it early, and continue to demonstrate a commitment to veterans by keeping the door wide open. And I believe several other corporations have followed suit and did the same, and they're hiring veterans at an enormous clip and providing them opportunities to not only have entry-level positions, but positions of increasing authority and leadership opportunities. So it's been great, and it continues. The work continues, and our partnership list continues to grow. It's demonstrated by the opportunity to talk to you today, Mark, to get that word out.
Absolutely, and it's so important that we support our military members and those who are transitioning into the civilian world and give them opportunities. So I encourage those who are listening right now who are employers to offer those opportunities through your company to provide tools and resources that can help. And I know that that's a big part of your life now, Lindsay. You've committed yourself to this effort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The opportunity to highlight the value of a veteran and to encourage others in industry to give veterans and military families an opportunity you know, to give them the continuity of employment after they've given so much to our country. It's just at the first, at the foremost of my efforts, and I'm excited about it.
Lindsey Streeter, Senior Vice President of Global Military Affairs at Bank of America, 31 years, retired Command Sergeant Major. Thank you for your service, and thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the importance of our military members transitioning into civilian life and the opportunities that they can have in the workforce.
Cool, Mark. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
When we come back, we'll have Stephen Elliott, owner of Workout Anytime. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maria, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me on the line right now Stephen Elliott, whose background comes from being a physical therapist and now opening another club of Workout Anytime Gym in Russellville, Alabama. Over 10 clubs now that Stephen has. We're glad to welcome him to the Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this background as a physical therapist and ultimately what led you to starting Workout Anytime to be a partner with this effort.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as even as I was in school trying to figure out what I was going to do, I've always just kind of had a passion for health and fitness. So did physical therapy, actually did have a little bit of ownership in some clinics, but just, you know, wanted to do more and actually wanted to have something that was a little bit more, you know, truly my own as far as an ownership. So then I got into the franchise work anytime. First club was actually in Cleveland, Tennessee, 2011. So it was another physical therapist and I. We did it together, and it was just, it was great. So then we just kept opening it. And then, so yeah, now I've, this will be number 11, and then I've got another one coming up in Clinton, Alabama, probably middle of next year. So,
Stephen, did you feel like you could help people on a bigger scale by taking on this challenge of a fitness center?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you definitely, you know, we reach a lot of people, but then too, I mean, you know, physical therapy, I was dealing most time with people who, you know, had pain or had surgery and, you know, trying to recover. The gym is kind of nice in a way because you get to really, well, some people, you're like the beginning of, you know, the first time they've ever had any interaction with kind of just health and fitness. And we do try to make sure we are a gym that's good for all levels. So we have people who have never been to a gym before, and then getting to help them to kind of start having a little bit of a healthier, better lifestyle, you know, better quality of life. So yes, it's great, you know, helping people. And the gym community is usually a very friendly, and your regulars really get to know each other.
I know you said that this is part of your lifestyle, the workout life and staying fit and being healthy. When did that start for you, Stephen?
I mean, as far back as I can remember, I mean, I played sports as a little kid, and, you know, with even with my parents, you know, we'd play in the backyard and just always been pretty active. Of course, too, you know, you joke about being in the older generation, but you know, I wasn't that, where it was just come home from school and get on your bike and head outside. So just, you know, always been pretty active.
Kid of the 80s, spent a lot of time outside playing around. I got it. For these folks that are just maybe starting out again, and maybe a doctor has told them that they need to make some changes in their lifestyle, in their routine, what are some of the hurdles that someone has to overcome to get into that lifestyle of fitness, say at a workout anytime gym?
Mm-hmm. I'd say a lot of people sometimes, if they've never been in a gym, they can let it be intimidating. It really shouldn't be. I mean, like I said, we're very welcoming. We like new people. We like beginners. And then a lot of times, even your people who are the veterans who know really, you know, been there forever, they see someone who kind of looks like they're looking at a piece of equipment like, what do I do with this? A lot of people will come up, hey, you have a question, or you know how to do this? It really is a really friendly environment. So some people just getting past that initial nervousness of like stepping foot in the gym, I think is a big step. And then as far as for everyone, even me included, it's a struggle. It being on a routine, because, you know, you get in a routine, you're doing great, something happens, you get out of it for a month, and then getting back in. Like when I had we have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, she's about to turn 3. You know, when they were born, it was a struggle. You know, you kind of stop working out for a while and then trying to get back into it. So getting in a routine, I think, is where a lot of people struggle. But once you get in that routine, it's good, and you feel better. So,
one of the important things about getting healthy is consistency and mm-hmm. being inspired and motivated and encouraged. And I'm sure that within the Workout Anytime gym, you have some people who are inspirational and encouraging to those who are starting out on this journey. Let's talk to some of those folks that you hire to put in place so that that motivation does stay there for those individuals that are trying to change their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, all of our staff is, you know, somewhat gym savvy, or at least, you know, has a passion of fitness. And then too, we have personal trainers. So even if someone did want a little bit more of guidance or one-on-one, you know, we do have that available at our gyms. But even in general, like I said, if someone has basic questions, I mean, that's anytime. Just talk to the staff, and most of the members too will jump in and help. But yeah, we've got, like, Justin Hines is our regional manager kind of for that North Alabama area. And, you know, just great guy and has really helped with us being able to expand up there. And he's actually a part owner now. We've let him buy in. So he's had a good journey, and we're glad to have him. And I hope I'm pretty sure he's happy, but we definitely try to keep him happy.
The Mark White Show reaches across the state of Alabama and southern Tennessee and even parts of Georgia through this show.
Okay.
And I know that you mentioned that you're about to open a location in Clanton, and then the one in Russellville is coming in January. So we have a lot of followers, especially being in North Alabama, that are mm-hmm. in the Russellville area that would be interested in the fact that this is opening in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we should. Our social media and some of that stuff is where we'll really try to keep everyone up to date. It's literally being set up as we speak. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks it will be live. And then, you know, we'll definitely be out and about in the community, you know, spreading the word and letting people know how to join. They can join online. We'll have like a little tent set up. And we definitely try to get involved with the community too. So like I said, we should have everyone knowing we're coming, because we'll try to get integrated in the community pretty quick.
When did you decide that Workout Anytime Gym was the direction you wanted to go, that this was the right fit for you and your previous occupation as a physical therapist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love physical therapy. I still do. But just as I started doing more gyms, I started kind of, you know, part-time physical therapy. And then my wife was a nurse and she was helping too with the gyms. But after a while, it was just, you know, the gyms allowed a little bit more freedom for us, especially with us starting a new family. And then too, just, you know, there was financial success there too. So we were able to quit our jobs and just focus on the gyms. And we love it now, because it does. It allows a little bit more freedom for us versus a nurse and physical therapy. Great careers. You know, like I said, still think it's a good one. But the gym, just with that, the freedom, being able to, you know, interacting with the people and helping people, it's been great for us. And the franchise Work Anytime has been good.
What's your message to those listening right now who may be close to a Workout Anytime Gym in becoming part of your membership?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the main thing, kind of like what I said earlier, is we definitely try to be a gym for everyone. So even if it's your first time, don't be nervous. Just come in and you'll be welcomed, and you know, we'll be glad to help get you started. And then if you're someone who's been in the gym for a long time, we've got everything you need. I would try to do a kind of value price. So, you know, I kind of make a comment of per square foot, we're the best cost. So we have, you know, fitness equipment you need. We have tanning, hydro massage. We have infrared saunas in some of our clubs. We have classes. So, yeah, we'd love to have anyone come and, you know, join the Work Anytime family.
Stephen, one of the questions I like to ask guests is who they give credit to in their life, who made a difference in your life, who was an impactful person that has led you down the road that you've been on for the past so many years.
You know, my parents both were instrumental in some of that. You know, my mom had a little gift store when I was in high school, but even her dad, that's my grandfather, he was, I still remember younger days, just, you know, sitting on the arm of his chair talking to him, and he kind of had that business mind. So it's kind of like between him and then, you know, my parents, they definitely helped just, I guess, give me a little bit of that entrepreneurship bug, because I do think that's some people, you know, they don't want that. They like having you go to work and have your regular paycheck, and that's great. But I've always just kind of wanted to maybe be a little bit more risky, start your own business and things like that. But I love it, and I encourage anyone, if anyone has something that they have a passion for, that, you know, they think they have an idea to start their own business or anything, I mean, I think it's worth the risk, and everyone should try to do it. I think it's kind of the American dream as far as small business. So
they may even want to start a radio show. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Stephen, tell us how you want people to connect with Workout Anytime.
The website, workanytime.com, is great. It's got all the locations. But then, of course, our Russellville location will be up there. We'll have our social media up and going here, you know, in I would assume, in a week or so. And so that will be where people in Russellville will be able to really follow us and see the progress and, you know, our opening. We're really going to try to open in January because we know that's when everyone usually wants to get started. So we're gonna try to do it for them. And we should be able to hit it. So, but yeah, check it out. WorkOnEthan.com is the best way to start for now.
Excellent. Stephen Elliott, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You too, buddy. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.